And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week. But they don't get to say everything that's on their mind,
so they have an extra one.
That's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast,
the podcast,
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
This is J.J. Stone. Marianne, we love you.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
It's a nice gold. It's a different one than normal. This podcast, sponsored by Match.com. Finding your someone, it just got a lot easier. When you download the Match mobile app, you can get your matches sent directly to your phone. Also, if you're one of our listeners or viewers, if you're watching the Facebook live feed of any of this, you can get 7 days for free just by going to Match.com/Bubba. Match.com/Bubba, and you want to check it out today. Hi, Big D.
Hello.
It's doing that little thing again?
Yeah. What?
It always puts that little weird notification up now for some reason.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Roxy. Roxy's checking in. Our bud Joshua Rude. Joshua's going to be coming by soon.
Cool.
They're planning a little vacay, he and his honey.
Sweet.
Hi, Josh. What's up?
So what you want to talk about?
Well, I don't. Where do we begin? My daughter just got a car. That's crazy. Like, you've already gone through this.
It's weird.
We just bought a car for my daughter. Last night, Stacy and I went and purchased a vehicle, like a real bunch of metal that's going to hurtle down the highway at super fast speeds and carry my precious cargo inside. That's crazy, dude.
It's like, hard, man. It's hard to let them go and just drive off on their own. It's weird.
I'm very comfortable with her driving because, you know, she has her permit right now. She gets her license in a month, I think it is. But so we decided she's been driving my truck for a long time, and that's not going to be what she's going to drive. So I wanted her to get a head start in the vehicle that she's going to be in. So she's been driving that, and you know, now that we bought this car and I let her drive us around last night and take us to dinner and all, and it was crazy. She drove it much better than she drives my truck, probably because it's smaller.
Yeah.
You know, and the handle's better and the steering is tighter and all that kind of stuff. But it felt good, but man, it made me feel old. I mean, I'm not old, and like, she's that age now. It's like, what? It's crazy.
Can't imagine, like, when they start having kids, that would be weird.
Dude, stop. See, the thing is, you have boys. It's totally different because you have boys. Whenever you have girls and you start talking kids, it's different because you know the boys are out there being boys. Like, tonight she's going out on a little crew date with her friends. So she and some girls are going ride around, not in her car, obviously, because she doesn't have her license yet. But she and her friends are going ride around, and they are, I'm sure, and I told her last night, you know, she's like, can I go? I was like, yeah, you know, here's the deal. I know you guys are going to meet up with boys at some point. Just let me know where you're at so I know you're safe. And she's like, okay.
Did you ever do that? I never did any of that.
What?
Like driving around, like.
Yeah, dude.
I never did
that. My buddy had one of those old, it was a cop car reject. Like, you know, they retire the cop cars.
Yeah.
It was a cop car reject with the hole in the roof for like where they would put their little light and everything.
Uh-huh.
Like there was an internal dome light. Not the one for outside, but like an internal one so they could do all their paperwork.
Right.
And it was an old Dodge Diplomat. And my buddy Brent. Wow. My buddy
Brown.
Brent.
Oh, what was it? White?
It was gray.
Gray.
It was a detective car because it had tinted windows.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But like you go to roll the windows down, and it had roll down manual windows, and you go to grab it and start doing it, and the handles would fall off.
Sweet.
You mess with the air conditioner, and like stuff would break. You move the vent, and the whole thing comes completely out of the dash.
It's the best.
Oh, that car. Golly, man. No wonder like they had the rise of the foreign cars during that era. Oh, that was a bad time. That was a bad time for America. They call it the Malay era? Like the Malays or whatever you call it?
No? Oh, I have no idea.
Like when our cars were kind of not built the way we wanted them to be?
Yeah.
Anyway, Tabitha said, grocery store parking lot. That's where we met up as teens. Lots of cars. We did that. Where did you guys go? Like, we always had, when I was growing up, we always had a Burger King parking lot, which was like the spot. Like everybody knew. Friday night, Burger King parking lot, let's go. If there was going to be a fight, you always said, oh, got to meet at Burger King. Come on, bring it. Like you, something would happen at school and you go, Burger King tonight, 9 o'clock. And yeah. It was on.
Well, did you guys do the, like cruising?
Yeah. Yes and no. Like not my hometown of Houma, we never cruised per se. We didn't have a strip, but I spent a lot of my summers on the West Coast in Huntington Beach and then also in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And they had the Arkansas strip was called Grand Avenue, and you just kind of cruise Grand. And it was cool, man. You'd be like, hey, what's up? Pull over. And people would literally pull over. And you hang out and you talk.
Yeah.
Like the old days. It was cool.
Yeah. I know there's a lot. Cruising, I don't know if like, people still do it, but used to cruise. And there was usually a couple of parking lots that you would stop. A Tasty Freeze was one of ours. You'd stop. And the fighting parking lot was a Burger Chef parking lot. After school. Yeah.
The after school fighting across from the New Iberia Senior High School was an empty, it was like an empty lot across them. Now there's a McDonald's, there's a Walmart there where the empty lot used to be. And I find it fascinating that I found out a few years ago when one of my nieces was in high school and her boyfriend got into a fight after school. They fight in the Walmart parking lot.
They still
go to the same
spot.
It's just, it used to be, oh, meet me in the field.
Now where did they fight during the construction phase? I guess that was a truce.
There was peace.
It was a year of peace that we all still talk about.
You and I know that Walmart went up in 90 days.
Yeah, no kidding. Our place was Cafe 101. It was like a college. It was near the college.
So it was the address?
No, it was 101, like a college course, get it?
Oh, yeah.
Cafe 101. Oh, yeah. So it was near the college in Lafayette, and we would go, and I don't know, you know, we could get in because it wasn't a bar. So 16 and 17-year-old kids could go sit in the side, and that was where we all congregated.
Hey, Jeff. Saying hi to Jeff Roper.
Did you ever get in fights, Patrick?
No. That was not my thing.
You never, ever got in fights?
I was in a few fights, but not, you know, I was never an instigator. You know, I took martial arts for 3 or 4 years when I was younger, and I could defend myself well enough to make a fight stop. But I didn't look for that. I don't want to hit
people. Believe it or not, Patrick, this is something you don't know, because I know Patrick's instructor that he had. Patrick's got lineage from Bruce Lee as far as his instruction. Would you ever have thought that?
No.
Like Bruce, I just don't, like, you know, again,
you
I can
don't
throw
like to
a,
talk about it.
I can no, I just don't like to fight. I can throw a punch. I don't like to hit people.
It's not a good feeling.
I'm going to be kind of, you know, humble about this. But nah. Yeah,
no, it's cool. Not at all what I was doing. Cool. Stop. When was the last time you punched somebody and actually landed a punch in somebody's face?
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
Here's the thing about fighting is the reason we all stop is finally we get to a point where it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 17, it doesn't hurt. You have this, thing. But you know what I mean. It didn't hurt like it did when you were 26. And you go, you know what? I think I'm done.
Well, you also don't want to be the guy who's an adult man who
going
gets in
to
a
jail.
Fight. Yeah, right.
You're going to jail now.
I see these videos of like road rage guys, and it'll be like an 18 or 17, 16-year-old kid and a, you know, 40-year-old dude. And get into a fight. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're going to jail now!
You're just
going
to get in a fight and end up going to jail because he's 16. And he's probably going to beat you because you're slow and not as strong as you used to be, as you think you are.
I will say this, though. The older guys, if they've been in a bunch of fights, then I think it could be even. You have adult strength. I mean, you have, you know, tenacity whenever you're a teenager and all that, but you do have adult strength and, you know, experience on your side.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They're saying that for the young guys listening right now.
Test us.
Watch
yourselves. Come on. Come at us. Come on, us, bro.
You hear me, bro?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, dude, stop. Right. No.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
We had to outlaw I don't know if I've told you. We had to outlaw the Cash Me Outside girl in my house. I literally.
She can't come over anymore?
I don't know if I told. No, I don't know if I told you this on or off the air. That's the weird thing is our lives are such a blur. But yeah, like my kids loved, like for the longest time, like because she was what, 6 months ago when she was on Dr. Phil originally?
No, it was like December.
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while.
It was before that.
It's been a
it
while.
It was like 6 months ago.
And so like I've been hearing Cash Me Outside, you know, how about that and all that kind of stuff all the time. Well, the other day, and Frankie about a month ago said, Dad, I think that girl's kind of pretty. I'm like, oh no.
Oh,
I need to.
It's so weird that he says stuff like that. That's just weird.
Well, if you look at her, you can see if she
no,
cleaned
not
up her
that,
act.
Her. I mean,
oh, just
him.
Frankie noticing
yeah.
girls like that.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's my baby boy. But I was like, oh, well, you know, yeah, if she cleaned herself up, you know, and kind of got out of trouble, then maybe. Well, the bad thing is like 2 days later, my daughter is sitting here, beep, boop, beep, 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 playing some game on her phone. All of a sudden, Christmas, how about that? I'm like, what are you playing? She has a game, an app. It's a Cash Me Outside app.
I'm sorry.
Somebody, I think it's her, is making money off of this whole thing with their app, and it has in-app purchases and all. I'm like, no, delete, delete, delete. I'm done. And I said, no more. She's done. I don't want to hear the habada in my house. I don't want to hear, let's just, you know, let's do something good. They need a George Strait app where George Strait just, you know, you play a little game. It's a team rope app. And then he says some nice affirmation after you do great things. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, see, now what you did there, son, was about as good as you're going to get. Okay, all right. Dad, I don't like this game. It's weird.
And then George goes, so there you go. How about that? If he does that.
Cash Me Outside. How about that?
I'm reading the history. Apparently, it was a mostly unknown meme until someone tweeted a picture of President Obama and Joe Biden, where it's Obama saying to Joe Biden, I thought I told you to be nice to Donald Trump when he was here. And Biden says, he cashed me outside. How about that? And then everybody that.
Oh, that's when it jumped
that
on.
That jumped back. Like, because, yeah, it was.
What's
it
that
was,
website? Know Your Meme months, yeah. or whatever? There's a, actually a site, Know Your Meme.
And it shows
meme.
You at which point it went from being something that was mildly Googled to skyrocketing.
I want you to think about trying to explain that to your mom and dad.
Listen,
trying to
so
explain
Dad,
that.
So there's okay. So here's where the meme went from being
here, no,
somewhat
here it is,
known.
Right here.
I've had a hard time explaining Florida Georgia Line to my dad.
So
I can't even imagine.
Oh,
you walk in, or your dad walks in, and you're on the computer on this meme.
Say it like
history.
Dad would. What are you doing on a computer?
And he goes, "What computer. Are you doing? What are you doing?" And then you say, "How you explain it?"
I'm making a meme, Dad. What's that? What you eating? That's all he would care about. He wouldn't care about the meme. He would honestly take that in and out. I couldn't explain it to him. Dad, there's these little things that the internet grabs hold of.
Yeah.
Little catchphrases or photos, and then you do a little manipulation to make your thing fit that catchphrase. He would go, gun smoke on?
Yeah.
He could care less.
Yeah. It's dumb. It's dumb. I remember when emojis started coming out for texting, and I was thinking, why would you use that? My gosh, I was way off.
Yep.
Everybody uses them, like overuses them. You got that friend who like he types and every third word is a meme, emoji word replacement. So instead of saying
fish.
Well, that's
because your phone does it automatically now, though.
Well, now, yeah. But
it tries, but only if you let it because
if you're
a 12-year-old girl. Like
I do it.
Oh, God, of course.
I don't do the meme. I don't like the memes on the that iPhone has. I like to use other creative memes. Like I've got different, like I have a whole nother app of just.
Are you talking like stickers and things? You keep saying memes. I don't think you understand the use of that
word. Emojis, I mean.
Yeah.
So I like have all kinds of different like.
Stickers?
Yeah. Like rage faces and Ric Flair going, woo! Stuff like that.
The rage faces. I don't use them very often. I have the little rage face make your own whatever app. I never use it.
Well, no,
I never
so
do because
easy now.
Emojis are just so they're right there.
Yeah,
I know, but they're not like everyone has them.
You know what I
special.
Wish emojis worked with? Because I do. I don't type. Everything I do is all text, voice to text. You, I'm like, hey, this is what I need. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I wish you could say, because I'll say smiley face, and it does the old-fashioned smiley face, you know, with the colon and the little parentheses. I want
colon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, colon.
Yeah, yes, not the colon. What I'm talking about is I wish you could make it say, like, smiley emoji or something, or tongue sticking out emoji or whatever. Cry, laugh cry emoji, that kind of thing. It doesn't do any of that. They need to fix that because I'm not the only one. You used to make fun of me for voice texting. I see people do it constantly now everywhere.
Well, I mean, it's safer.
It's also easier.
It is easier. I showed my dad that. He's been typing with his big fat monkey fingers forever, and he doesn't text me as much. And then he was at the house, and I go, you know, you can just hit this button here. Looks like a microphone. And just talk, and it will type it out to you. And I go, watch. So I just hit the button, and so you just talk like you're going to talk, and it pops up on the screen. And I looked down, and it says, you just talk like you want to talk, and it just pops up on the screen. It was like he was abducted by aliens, and they showed him how they split atoms and how the universe was formed.
Seriously, it's fascinating. If you could go back in time 5 years, that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, maybe not five, maybe 10, but still. It's just unbelievable.
Well, we're talking this week about Nokia bringing back the old classic phone that's
not even 20 years old.
Yeah.
You know, that's 15 years ago. That's what we were dealing with.
And that was the first phone that you could actually text with, I think.
Well, it wasn't the first you could text. It was when texting really blew up, though.
Yeah.
With that one.
And you had, if you wanted a letter, you had to scroll through. If you wanted the letter C, you had to hit the one number three times.
The two. The C is on the two.
It's on the two, yeah. And then, you know,
remember how we'd gotten trained to do that? Like, we'd all learned how to do that so fast.
Uh-huh.
2-2-2-3-3-4-4-4-5-5-6-6-6.
That's right.
You know? Like,
I mean, can you imagine doing that now?
No.
Can you imagine your kids, okay, if you want to text something, you have to
go through the little...
You have to go 6-6-4-4-3-2-2-2-1. I mean...
And remember, like, they had little Japanese girls, because they would have contests all
yes,
the time.
Yeah.
And they would be able to do, like, 120 words per minute that way.
Then the BlackBerry, I think, was one of the first that had the full keyboard.
No. Who, the Handspring Trio was the original smartphone. It was the PDA.
That, you better give respect.
That's right. Trio 180. It was the 180 or the 90. I forget, but it was awesome.
Bubba and I had them, and
we looked like super spies on airplanes. We'd be flying places, and people would be like, they didn't know what we had in
our hands. Fat spacemen.
I mean, this is years before the iPhone came out. So, like, people in BlackBerry, too, people were like, what in the world is that?
Hey, Bubba, do you have that contact of that guy, that phone number? Can you beam that to
yes,
me?
Yes, the infrared beaming was a thing. That was before
I would
text.
Hold the end. He'd hold the end of his phone to the end of my phone, and magic happened, and it would pop over to my screen.
I had the Nokia 6800,
you have a
which
picture?
When it was closed looked just like a normal phone, and then it would open, and it was. You remember that? It was the
I remember you had that.
Yeah, full keyboard. The top side.
Or remember the Sidekick? You remember those? It had the slide out. You hold it sideways and it would slide out like a little.
Yeah.
That's.
This was the one that it opened. When it was closed, it looked like a normal Nokia phone.
Yeah.
And then you open the tab up and the screen would stay. The tab would go over it and it would be on both sides of the screen so you could type. And I remember, you're typing like a keyboard. That was so much better than, this is so much better than T9, man.
That's right.
Now T9. I don't even need
T9
is the tapping.
3-3-3-2-9-9-9-9.
Now I have swipe or voice. I don't ever type.
How about the first time you were able to get on the internet with your phone and you could hit, like, it had basic, like, you could go to CNN and it would have stories on the left side and they were hyperlinked. So you just hit the sentence, the words. And I said sentence weird. You would hit the
sentence.
You would hit the sentence, and it would link to this. And it took forever to download. Mm-hmm. And they would have like one little picture on the screen from their website. It was, dude, that was cool.
It was 2006. I got a BlackBerry, and the company paid. It used to cost $100 per person to get like the company email. Hooked up to your BlackBerry.
It was $100 to hook up the email
to
your phone?
The email to your phone.
Are you kidding me?
And the company would pay for it because there was, you know, then they were like, oh, if you buy the BlackBerry, we'll pay to have the
$100.
Pay the $100 to have your company email.
I hated my BlackBerry because I went from the BlackBerry, from the Trio to the BlackBerry, and I went back to my old phone.
Dude, having that BlackBerry, I mean, think about that. You used to leave work and not, and maybe this doesn't affect you guys as much as me, but you used to leave work at like 4, 5, 6 o'clock and no emails.
No, you're
until
disconnected.
You'd come in the next morning, and you'd get have email. Now, you sent me an email. I get it on
yes,
my phone.
That's right.
It's shocking that that wasn't a thing 10 years ago.
And it's to the point where it's really too much. I read a thing that said 7 seconds is the average time that people in traffic will the space between they look at their when they look at their phone. So every 7 seconds, they pick up and they look at their phone for whatever reason. In their car. And they're right. It's maybe not 7 for me, but it's 8. We're too tethered to it, man. We're so afraid we're going to miss something. We're so, every little buzz or ding, we feel that we have to go see it right then.
Yep.
And
well, that's why I have my little watch. Because I can put my phone down and I'll get a notification in, like, you know, I bought my Pebble watch and it's outdated now because they sold the company to Fitbit. So I figure I have another year with it before I have to go with, like, whatever else. I'm hoping Fitbit comes out with something similar. But it's great because I get the buzz or the ding or whatever, and I just look at my wrist and I read the text and I don't have to reply because I go, well, that's not urgent. I'm good. I like that because you don't have to always touch your phone.
That's the same thing.
But no, when you're driving and you get a text, you just glance at
your
wrist.
Your phone is on your wrist. There's no difference.
Why do we have to even see it?
Right. Why do we have to constantly feel that we have to check it?
We are all addicted.
That's the point.
No, but like from a work standpoint, we do it to each other all the time. There are times where it's very frustrating where it's like Bubba will ask a question at 8:30 at night. And it's like that could have waited till tomorrow.
Nobody, I'll forget. You know me. I will forget.
Write it down. Do something else.
I won't write it down. I did. You know? I wrote it down in a text and I hit send and now you have it.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah, but
he
it's not just that. It's the next morning. It's you didn't reply to the text. Yeah, no. Because I'm trying not to be at work at 8:30 at night. You know?
Yeah.
There are people, and it gets worse the younger you get because my friends who are in their 20s, that's all they do, man. If Amber goes 30 minutes without replying to an email, she feels like she's failing at her job because it's been 30 minutes since that email came in and she didn't see it. You know, it's like I have to reply. You know, it's just that. And I used to be more like that. I've gotten a little bit better, but in Europe they don't do it at all. They shut their work email off in their phone so they don't get it again until the next morning. It's my friends in Germany, but they do. If you send him a work email after 6 o'clock, it won't go through to his phone. Until the next day.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. You're like, you know what? I'm not working. I don't need to check my email at night. Think about your dad or any of our parents or us 10 years ago. When you leave the office, if it was urgent enough, you would call me. Otherwise, I didn't think about work. I didn't have contact with work.
Yeah, email was like the regular mail. Mm-hmm. You just got to it when you got to it.
Right.
And then text messages became much more immediate, and then we stopped calling.
Yeah,
that's the evolution of it.
I still call, and people still look at me like I'm crazy. My mom, I try to teach my mom and dad to text. My dad does not do it. My mom, she'll send a text about once a month, but she's just completely disinterested. Like, there is no way in the world you could ever get her into texting. And I'm like, oh, just think of it as a handwritten letter, Mom. You just write me a little note. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I tried. This is how we talk now.
Yeah, I think my dad finally realized that. He texts me now more. He used to call me all the time. You know how I am with talking on the phone. I hate it. And I think he finally was like, yeah, if I want to talk with my son, I'm going to text him. Man, kind of shame on me for making that, force him to do that.
Yeah,
but
it's just not.
Well, Dreama, Dreama on Facebook in the comments, she says, I absolutely hate texting and email. I call and I leave work stuff at work, and she does not look like she's 90. Yeah. So, I mean, and Jet says the same thing. I'd rather text than call. Or no, she says the other thing.
Didn't you think that video calling would have been a bigger thing?
I do it every day.
Yeah, it is. It's becoming still a bigger thing.
I use FaceTime more than I think I use the actual phone because I'll be at the store and my wife will be like, hey, pick up some mac and cheese. And she'll say like a certain kind. So I get to the store and I'll just call or like, especially like dressing, salad dressing. Give me ranch, but you know, the kind I like. I don't know what kind, you know, it's ranch. I will FaceTime her from the store and I'll hold up the phone to the thing and I'm like, okay, this one, tell me when to stop and stop. This one right here. Yes. Okay, that's the one.
Hmm.
That is so handy.
Well, we Skype with my parents every time my daughter's at my house.
So what? You can't FaceTime? Oh yeah, that's true. You don't have an iPhone.
Neither do them.
Hey, remember that time you Skyped to a drunk? Remember you did drunk Skyping?
Yes, drunk Skyping.
I remember.
Drunk
that.
Skyping got me in trouble.
Patrick did drunk Skyping, and it made him feel like he should just tell how he felt.
No, I was drunk Skyping, and then the thought was, I'm at home. It's fine. I'll just go to bed. But then after drunk Skyping for an hour and a half and being pretty dang drunk. Like, I remember having, like, I didn't get up off the couch. I had to kind of, like, turn and, like, you know, hold my, like, really, you know, it took some effort to stand up and kind of walk to the bedroom to go to bed. And then right as I'm laying down, I look at my phone, and I got a text from Adrian. It's like,
no.
Are you still up? Call me.
No. Like, no. No. You need us there to go, no, 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 no. Don't. Put it down and go to bed.
Don't call her. You are hammered.
You're hammered, and you're going to tell her things that you would.
The whole world would be better if you didn't know.
Yeah. Just don't tell her how much you love her.
We're going to Jesse World. Oh. Nothing good happens after midnight.
Nope, it was 12:45, and I was hammered.
If you ever have to go to an ATM after midnight, you also need to reassess what you're up to.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, dude, how many times have you been at the ATM saying, this is the best idea ever. I need
really
this
not.
Money.
Is it after 11 o'clock?
Yeah, it's you not, don't need to do that.
It is not.
Rebecca says her 11-year-old downloaded Snapchat for her so they can video chat. So that's how they do their video chats.
I can't ever get the video chat on Snapchat to work.
You have to hold it.
No, I know, but it's wonky, man. It never works right. Whether I'm the one trying to call somebody or they're trying to call me, it just never works right.
Huh.
I don't know. I need to get FaceTime, right?
Do you guys, what do you use the most? Do you use, I'll give you an option. You have
now
to
you're
pick
talking
one.
About video calls?
No. I'm about to tell you, so okay. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba is so, he is like a rabbit.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Reverend Graham.
Kind of right.
Okay. Red or orange? Oh, that'd be great. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or Facebook?
Facebook. I use Facebook more.
I like Twitter. I use Twitter so much. I'll tell you, I love Instagram as well because it's good because you post the pictures. But the problem is you can't natively post them to Facebook. So I go to Instagram, I post it, and then I have to go back to Twitter and do the same picture.
Yeah, I do that too. But I find when I'm at a concert. I'm at an Eric Church concert last night. It's easier to Snapchat. Snapchat's so easy. You know what I mean? It's just you just hold up your phone. You take your 10-second video. You hit send and you close it. It's done.
But the problem with Snapchat comes in the replies because we get I run most of our social media for the show, and we get all these things that come in, and like you open it up and it's somebody they're showing a steak on a grill. And you go, oh, okay, that's nice. You don't reply back because you think it's something they send to everyone. Or they'll say, look at this, and it's a sunset. And you go, okay, well, I'm going
to
skip.
Yeah, you're then also they get mad. Back to the early days of Snapchat. It's
no,
not like
people
that
still
anymore.
Do that. Well, people still do
right.
that.
Then you're not
they get
using
mad
it right, people.
Because you don't reply back to their sunset.
I don't reply to anybody's stuff. I just post stuff on my story. But it's easier to post stuff on your Snapchat story than it is to post it on Twitter. It is. On Twitter, you have to type something to go with it, It takes long to load, and if you're in an arena full of people, it never wants. You know, if you ever try to load a video on Facebook Twitter,
it's hard enough whenever you're in an arena to send a text message.
Yeah. But Snapchat works almost every time. I'm a Snapchat right now. Let's see.
Facebook has turned into such an awful thing, man. It's
like with everybody battling everybody.
Oh, man.
Hello.
It's bad.
I'm Snapchatting during the podcast.
You know what actually is crazy is have you seen all the people that are getting put on probation on Twitter because they use language that they shouldn't be using? we are getting into that age of everything on Facebook is going to be, you know, labeled as fake news or real news, and who labels what? I mean,
if you don't agree with it, do you just label it fake?
And the bad thing is they're putting those verified things on there and all that, and it's going to be crazy. But like Twitter, some guy was, you know, just basically, it was a British guy smoking a cigarette. And he said, look, it's me. It's a fag with a fag. And that's what he wrote. And they banned him. They put him on probation.
Got to be real careful, man. I'm not a big Bubba's probably the biggest person about not banning words. You can't ban words.
As soon as we ban words, a replacement word takes its place. Yeah. And then we're going to have to ban that one. And next thing you know, eventually we're going to run out of words, or else we're just going to go, and that's going to be the entire word. Oh, you have to.
It's got to be it's got to be what's your intent when you're using that word.
Yes.
Because, you know, you look at if someone says the N-word and they're in a rap group or they're, you know, hanging out and, you know, that's what they just, that's just how they communicate with each other. Is that the same as some white supremacist who uses the word? Is it the same? Of course. No, of course it's not. It's still the same word, but it's not used the same.
Oh, I mean, and I'm afraid to say it because, you know, of all the problems with it, but there are examples of words that sound too much like words we don't like, you know? So they've been banned. Or there people have had their careers ruined for using words that sound like other words that are offensive even though they're not.
I'm trying to think of which ones.
Yeah, I'm trying
There's
to
a
think
word. I'll say it.
What's it start with? It
with an N, okay?
The N word?
The word niggardly, which is not even spelled similarly, okay? Means
it's not spelled what?
It's not spelled similarly.
Similarly. How is similarly spelled?
Stop. You're ruining this.
I ruined so much. It's okay. Par for the course.
Because I've forgotten where I was going. No, but it means stingy. It means miserly. Okay, it's an English word. It's been around forever, but now there was a very famous case about 20 years ago where a professor used the term in an English class, and this girl was so offended she started crying, and she told him she was offended, and he said that the word isn't offensive, and kept going, and they censored the guy, like the university censored the guy.
They shut him down.
They shut him down. Yeah, because I mean it's. Her reasoning was it's not up to him to determine whether or not my feelings are hurt. I'm like, it's also
well, that's
not
like saying that
job.
You can say any word. You can say fish, and you get
Stop!
Offended by it.
You
if you have a
fish!
Real word, that is a word. That's a real
people
word.
People are out of control, man.
The word sounds like another word I don't like.
Okay, but that doesn't,
okay,
change,
but that doesn't
the fact
change the fact
that's
not that
the word. I used
the
word. That's a legit word,
and
not
bottom
racist.
Line is, if you have hate in your heart, that's one thing. It's intent on how you use words. I can use the words fish. I could say, you stupid fish, and I'm like, in your face. Then I'm being ugly with that word. Fish all of a sudden has a new meaning.
Yep.
But if I say, man, I love fish.
Yes.
It's two totally different words.
That's right.
And it's all about use. It's all about intent. And you got to understand whether somebody has hate in their intent or if they're just being funny or conversational. We do it all the time on the show where we talk and, you know, we use a word and somebody gets offended because, you know, you said whatever, fish.
1999, University of Wisconsin at Madison, Amelia Rideau said, "It's not up to the rest of the class to decide whether my feelings are valid." So the professor was... he had to apologize for using the word niggardly, which again, niggardly, is not, it has nothing to do with.
It's a totally different word.
It's a totally different word. It has nothing to do with
race,
with
or,
race
anything.
Or anything.
Okay.
It, not at all. It just sounds like the N word. It sounds like another word we don't like. I'm like, wow. That's like saying we're pretty soon not going to be able to say truck. Because it kind of rhymes with the F word.
It kind of sounds with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm offended.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we've become an offended society, man.
Oh, man.
Everyone is so thin-skinned. You become an ist. If you disagree with someone, you're an ist.
I'm a dummiest. I don't like dummies.
And And it's just be, it's like, you know, when are we going to be, I thought, let's toughen up, America. Why don't we be a little tougher? Can we be a little tougher around here and get when someone's making a joke and maybe they're not talking about you and they don't really mean it. It's a joke and it's comedy. Or maybe someone has a different idea than you do. Hey, maybe someone doesn't like Trump. That doesn't mean that they are a communist. Or maybe someone doesn't like Hillary. Doesn't mean that they are stupid and a racist. You know, people have different opinions. Get over it. And it doesn't mean that just because someone doesn't like your opinion, you go and burn some stranger's car.
Is Can We Take a Joke on online yet? The documentary? There was a documentary put out like in the summer. It was all these comedians getting together because, man, I would tell you, you think our jobs are crazy having to mince words all the time. These guys and gals, comedians, they get it from every. I mean, there are certain things about situations that are funny. And if you make a joke about walking into the place and there's a guy over there and he's behind the counter and you go, oh, I would do it. And then all of a sudden somebody goes, I'm offended and you're a racist and whatever. I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
But yet, that could be a real life story.
Toughen
and that's
up,
what the
man.
That's what the documentary was about. I don't know if it's on Netflix or not.
I'm seeing the whole thing on YouTube.
Oh, can you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Can We Take a Joke? I think everybody needs to watch it because, you know, it's where we're at and where we're living. And I think if more people watch that, we understand it's, again, going back to what we said earlier, it's about intent and not about hate.
Yeah.
Wow, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, on that note, I hope you guys have a nice weekend. But it's
Big D's hanging out with the family this weekend?
Yep, doing the fam thing.
I'm going to be driving around with my daughter. And
that's gonna be cool. You, hey, you gotta learn. Crazy. You gotta start parking.
Now, actually, you know what's weird is I did this, and I don't have told you this, but I don't know if Patrick knows. Like the very first time I took her out for a lesson in driving, like really the first three times, all we did is drive in reverse everywhere. And I made her park in reverse. I made her get on and off. I would put her. I did the old pilot training stuff. I would put her in unusual situations, like half off the curb and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
like,
now okay. On two wheels.
And I would. Basically, I would do that. I'd put her half off the thing. And I'm like, okay, recover. I want you to get da 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 da. And I'd tell her what to do. She did it all in reverse. And now she drives great forward.
Yeah, that's an odd way to do it.
It is an odd way. But you know what? She's really good.
I'm
going
to teach you how to drive this car backwards. So that you'll be better at driving it forwards.
Let me tell you something.
I'm not 100% sure of that.
If you drive backwards a lot, you're a great forward driver. And I truly believe that.
Okay. I can't disagree with that because I've never tried that theory.
Never tried. What? You mean you shouldn't just disagree with him? Go burn his car.
I'm burning.
Well, it's her car. I'm in her
car
today. I'm
going to break the windows and spray paint.
Is there where's the nearest Starbucks?
You're not
going to
break my windows.
Let's go break Starbucks. Poor Starbucks. They're like, yeah, they just get caught out in the middle of it all,
and
don't they?
You know, you never. I would hate being like a CEO of a company or anything nowadays, too, because Starbucks is win or lose. You're pro Trump, anti Trump. You're going to get boycotted by half the people anyway nowadays.
And then there's the stories of they didn't give us water when 9/11 happened, or
they wouldn't let me use their bathroom at Mardi Gras.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, some of it may be true, some of it's not. But golly, we blow stuff out of proportion so badly.
Fish! Don't say fish.
Fish!
You guys are fat fishes.
You fish.
You're a fish.
I can't believe
Thank you, Match.com, for sponsoring our podcast. I'm sure they love being
really
tied into all this.
This
you know, just in case Patrick hasn't heard, finding that special someone just got way easier. All you have to do is get the Match app and download the mobile app right to your phone, even if you have a Android, right, Patrick?
Yes.
You can get your matches sent directly to your phone. Also, if you're one of our 17 listeners or viewers, if you're watching the Facebook Live thing, like we said, you can get 7 days for free. Hold on, I have to burp. Isn't that the worst, like when you're in the middle of something? No? Okay. You can also get 7 days for free by going to Match.com right now. Match.com/Bubba. 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 All right, and we're good now. Check it out today.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend.
I'm going to hit this. We could sing our way out. And then what I'm going to do is pause for a second on the video stream. I'm going to give a couple shout-outs to some people that shared the video just because they're cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Where?
On the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Every day?
It was the podcast.